There are over 250 million African descendants living outside Africa, whether that's from as far back as the slave trade to recent immigration. For the first time, the diaspora has been acknowledged as one united body by the African Union. The African diaspora has been invited to be voting members of the AU and be part of decision-making in Africa. To respond to this request, the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus, or SRDC, is traveling across the Western world, hosting town halls in order to create chapters and find natural leaders to represent the 6th Region at the AU. On July 30th, the first town hall in Nova Scotia was held at the annual Africville reunion in Halifax, with an all-ages turnout of over 60 people. Dr. Rocky Jones, the president of UJAMA Organization for Economic Recovery in the African Nova Scotia Communities, was one of the keynotes.
I never thought that I would ever see the day when the highest body in Africa, the African Union, would be saying to African people around the world, welcome to our organization. There's room for a seat for you.
He recalled starting the first grassroots black organization in Nova Scotia in 1969, which was called the United Black Front. Its original intent was to be an organization by Africans for Africans, although later on it was absorbed into the government and then dissolved due to funding cuts. At that time, the black community didn't protest because the organization no longer represented their needs. Dr. Rocky Jones sees the Nova Scotia SRDC chapter as a way forward.
We must define who we are and what we want. It's not enough to be able to talk about what problems we have. We know the problems we have. We know that our forefathers came through slavery. We know that we've been a source of cheap but readily available labor. We know that we've been shunted to the side of the educational programs. We know that we've been discriminated against and pushed to the back of the line when it comes to getting employment. We know all of the problems. It's the solutions that have been lacking. So now we're looking at the solutions to the problems that exist in the black community.
Representing the SRDC from Florida was Dr. David Horn, an international educator, strategic planner, and Pan-African activist.
You are not an African because you were born in Africa. You're an African because Africa was born you. Now that is a famous quote from Dr. John Henry Clark, one of our great historians. Ancient man was born in Africa 5 million years ago. Modern man was born in Africa 200,000 years ago. You are not mixed with anybody. Everybody is mixed with you. Please keep that in mind when people try to make you feel better. And again, that's in the history books. For those of you on the computer, Google that. It's called the Out of Africa Theory.
Dr. Horn addressed tough subjects with humor. He outlined the common denominators that unite the African diaspora. Number one, African descendants face racism. Number two, African descendants have rhythm. Number three, African descendants carry a deep-seated yearning to be invited back to Africa.
Everybody born who lives will have drama before they die, whether they're high in the hall or low in the hall. They're going to have trouble. But black people seem to have more of it. Now, why do we seem to have more of it? We don't deserve it. We work hard. We have given more to the world than the world ever given us back. And we start talking about Washington, D.C. Black people built Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And I know black people built Canada, too. But you can't seem to find us in the history of Washington, D.C. And where is the history of black people in Canada? We know more about you in the States than Canadians do right here. So why do black people seem to have just a bit more trouble than other people? We're not claiming we're the only ones who have trouble. We're just saying, well, wait a minute, can we have a little vacation here? Can we bother somebody else for a while? There are certain things that all black people all over the planet have in common. As Dr. Jones said, we're not here to talk about our problems and how we are not together and how, you know, you can be in East Preston and North Preston and over here and over there and we don't talk to each other. I can see you, but I don't want to talk to you. We're not here, though, to discuss why we are apart. We're here to talk about common denominators. How can we get together? We are disrespected on this planet. Wherever I've been, wherever you go, whether you go to Brazil, whether you go to South Africa, whether you go to Nicaragua, we are disrespected on this planet because we're black. That's a commonality. We're not disrespected because we rap. We're not disrespected because we run well. We're not disrespected because we are great ministers. We're not disrespected for anything other than we are black. Now, you know, we have rich people. Oprah is not the only black billionaire. We have a lot of black people with a lot of big houses. We have people who are doing very well. We have more PhDs than we can shake a stick at in America. I know a bunch of PhDs who cannot even get a job. It has nothing to do with not being smart enough. It has nothing to do with not being able to do math. Hell, we invented math. It has nothing to do with any of this stuff. We are devalued on this planet because we are black in spite of being the first ones on the planet. That's one commonality. That's one common thing. Second common thing. Black people, wherever we are on this planet, love rhythm. You start beating the drums and you get into that rhythm. I don't care whether you're high, yellow, blue, black, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, your legs are going to shake, you're going to get up and shake your booty. Black people love rhythm. Black people love rhythm of the clothes, they love the rhythm of the food. There are people who can barbecue and there are people who can barbecue. The third thing that's a commonality. For 400 years, we have waited. Sometimes desperately, sometimes anxiously, sometimes we drank liquor, sometimes we smoked the wrong stuff, sometimes we harmed each other, sometimes we cried, we wailed, we did blues, we did, you know, ragtime, we did everything we could. But for 400 years, we have been waiting. You let us go. You sold us out. You fought to keep us and you failed. You watched us get on the ships and leave and you never called us back home. Black people have felt abandoned wherever we are. In the Caribbean, in Grenada, whether you're talking about Trinidad, whether you're talking about the United States, we have all felt abandoned. Part of why, you know, we've had this hole in our heart. And we put up with all these other shenanigans from all these crazy people. Part of why we have done that is that we've been waiting. Please, please, open your arms and take us back home. Say you want us back. I know you know what I'm talking about. Because that's been part of who we are for as long as we have been who we are.
McCauley, a Toronto SRDC rep, emphasized that it's not only the diaspora who will benefit from joining the AU, but also the diaspora will continue their fight for justice in Africa.
We're looking back to history in the making. During the colonial regime in Africa and even in the Caribbean, we found out that it was the diasporans, our fathers who came to the West to study, that went back to re-educate our people and fought for our freedom. And this stage, we find out also that to bring Africa to the next level is the diaspora that can do that.
He began his speech by emphasizing the importance of elders in African traditions and recognized that African Nova Scotians are the elders for the diaspora in Canada, and that it's important that they're on board for representing Canada at the AU.
About our culture is to respect the elders. And very much, so far as the black people are concerned, or the people of African descent is concerned, and so far as our history in Canada is concerned, Nova Scotia represents the elders of the land.
In order to create an SRDC chapter, the community needs to establish a provincial organizing committee and a community council of elders. Also, they need to prepare for the election of representatives and observers from the province of Nova Scotia. The meeting concluded with an open discussion of the definition of elder in order to create a council of elders and electing a group of organizers to plan the next town hall. There was a second town hall that took place during the annual Sydney Days of Action on August 3rd. And more town halls are being planned to officially create the Nova Scotia SRDC chapter. For the Halifax Media Co-op, this is Melissa Albiani.